This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, back in the saddle, second time around tonight. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. When I was at the NRA meeting, convention, whatever you want to call it, I had the privilege of standing in one room with probably the only other Mean Gene leather belt wearing cat in the entire complex at that particular moment, who just happened to be somebody that I've collaborated with more than once, and that would be Bob Owens, who joins us for the first time since, I guess, since everything folded Sunday. How are you doing?
Doing good, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Bob Owens, BearingArms.com, offshoot here at Genesis, you hear townhall.com. Bob is with them. Big to-do going on in the world of journalism that is right down your alley, isn't there?
It certainly is. We're having a very interesting thing going on right now, where we call America's sweetheart, Katie Couric, who is the executive producer of a number of films, and her director, Stephanie, I believe it's pronounced Soshig, fabricating responses from a gun group for their anti-gun documentary, Under the Gun.
It's interesting. I'll tell you the most interesting thing about this, because when I saw this, I saw a really badly done movie with that guy who played Darth Vader, young Darth Vader in the prequels of Star Wars, called Shattered Glass, which was about Stephen Glass. And I was thinking when I was reading that how much parallel that paralleled Stephen Glass. And then you wrote about it. Paralleling Stephen Glass.
I did. A lot of people are going to be familiar, more familiar probably with the whole Dan Rather story, with, you know, George Bush and his reelection campaign in 2004 than Glass. Glass was actually a much worse case of plagiarism. Or not plagiarism, but fabrication.
Yeah.
Dan Rather's problem is he relied on a producer who did not do her homework to check to see if these so-called Killian documents were real. And it turned out to be they were fabricated. So four different executives left CBS for that. Mary Mapes, his producer, was fired. Three others were asked to resign. And Rather eventually resigned about a year later rather than be terminated itself. And that was just for being sloppy, for buying stuff they were given without doing their homework.
Right.
The whole Stephen Glass thing was a whole other kettle of fish, where something on the order of 27 of the 41 articles he published as the New Republic over a 3-year period were fabricated in whole or in part. And that's what Katie Couric has done in her documentary, quote-unquote documentary,
right,
with Stephanie Sosyuk here, where they took an interview that was done with several members of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, and they edited in a different response to a question.
And they're defending their end product, aren't they? They're out there defending it, which is all they can do. But this is going to blow up in their face, isn't it? This is going to be like the Chevrolet pickup truck, the exploding Chevrolet pickup truck.
It's every bit as bad. I want you to think about it. These folks did more than 2 hours of interviews with Katie Couric's film crew. And Couric's director took footage and started splicing things together to tell the story they wanted to tell. They had asked this group about background checks and terrorists, and the group responded with appropriate answers.
Right.
You do not get your rights taken for pre-crime, but just because we think you may have done something, we cannot seize your rights. You know, this is straight out of Minority Report, the Tom Cruise movie, the book.
That's right.
And, people pointed out prior restraint. They pointed out the Supreme Court has already ruled on this, that you can't do pre-crime. And Katie Couric's director edited the movie so that when she asked the question, they seemed to be sitting there without a response for 9 seconds. What they did is they took footage from a break in the filming where the folks were just sitting there resting, and then voiced up Couric over top of it to make it look like they were asking a question. He couldn't answer it. Folks, this is defamation. They made these folks look like idiots by splicing together footage. And this is, to the best I understand media law, this is libel. And Katie Couric and Stephanie Sosyuk are in really deep trouble here.
You make the comparison with Brian Williams and Stephen Glass and Jason Blair. You know, Stephen Glass, his stuff was so blatant and so bad that even though he's qualified to be an attorney, he cannot get licensed to be an attorney. He can only do work as a paralegal because they don't want him to be an attorney in both New York State and California.
Yeah, and his ethical violations were that bad.
Yeah.
Couric and Sosyuk's violations are on that exact same level. They should never be able to find work as journalists or filmmakers again after this. They really shouldn't.
We're coming up on the first break. They're refusing to pull this. They're going to play it, which is fine. Let them play it as is, especially with all this stuff coming out, because now people will be looking for that. I think this is going to be one of those things where what they think is going to happen is probably going to be the exact opposite now that all of this has come out, especially among us, because we'll be looking for this. Because they tried to pop this out there preemptively because of the NRA meeting. It was the week to attack the Second Amendment. But when we come back, I want to ask you a question about this kind of stuff, because I see more and more of this, and no, I won't be leading to the phone call that I made to you earlier, by the way, when I ask you this. This leads to something a little more widespread that I want to ask you about. BearingArms.com, you can catch that with their new website. They have a new website that has gone live, which I sort of dig. Better graphics. Who did that? Did you do that, Bob?
That is something we had a web team for.
Okay. Do you like it? I like it.
It's growing on me.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at Ammunition. You see me shooting in a video, it came from ammunitiondepot.com. And they're not giving it to me. They're giving me a really good deal, the same one you can get. Check them out. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Bob, did you get to cruise out there amongst the 11 acres of exhibits?
I did have a small chance to get out there, just a little bit. We were hosting the leadership forum, the NRA ILA leadership forum this year, and so I had some social obligations, and then we covered a lot of the political stuff, but I managed to get out there on the floor just a little bit, just to kind of hang out with some friends here and there.
Did you go see the Big Bang Pistols?
I did not. What were those?
Those were the ones made by Cabot guns from the 4.5 billion year old meteorite.
Ooh, I walked by Cabot, but I forgot to even check on those.
They were striking. They were striking looking. Did you have to hang out with Matt Vespa in the press area the whole time?
Not the whole time, but yeah, I got to spend some very delightful time with Matt and Jim Jakes, my colleague over at Bearing Arms, and Katie Pavlich, and some other wonderful folks.
I wondered about Jen. Did I come over there when Jen was not there? Must have.
I believe you did. Jen has been was very busy that trip and was interviewing a lot of very interesting people.
Let's talk about, back, I think it was Indianapolis when you went on the patrol to find the Moms Demand attention. And you found them, and they mirrored you. They figured you out, and they mirrored you for a little while. But their turnout, and you're the one that took the picture. And you took the picture with you in there to show that you were in the picture and you knew what you were talking about. Their turnout.
Actually, that particular picture with me in it,
yeah,
was one that they took. They were trying to prove how big their crowd was. I've got some other footage. But, so I was more than a little bit tickled to find myself being included as, an anti-gun protester when about a third of that, somewhere between a quarter and a third of that crowd was media covering the event, not actual protesters.
Having said that, since their inception, that was when they peaked, wasn't it? That was their big crowd, because fast forward to 2016 and, there was about three dozen.
Yeah, that's about right. We've seen some really bad stuff coming out of Moms Demand. It's not exactly breaking my heart. But
it is, it's delightfully pathetic, isn't it though?
It kind of is. Moms Demand is a web page. They are not a real activist group. They've got a Facebook presence. They have quote unquote volunteers in every state. But I have yet to see a chapter in a state that has more than a dozen people in it. You never see more than a dozen people, and we're including when husbands and kids are dragged along in their strollers at a protest. They're really a sad and pathetic astroturf group. And I think you nailed it. They peaked right there in Indianapolis 2 years ago. They had maybe 120 people. We went and tracked them down again in Nashville last year. And they again had the exact same number of people bussed in from out of town, paid for by Mike Bloomberg, apparently.
Right.
And then this year, they couldn't even pull that together. And this wasn't my count. The Courier Journal is the local paper in Louisville there. And they sent out a photographer to go capture this protest that Shannon Watts hid from us. and he said, I counted 40 people tops. So they have plummeted. They're not getting any support from anybody. And they exist as a mouthpiece for their paymaster, Mike Bloomberg, but they have no popular support to speak of.
Right. Now, can we presume then, just me and you talking, can we presume, given where we were, where what, this was the second biggest NRA meetup ever, 80,000 plus people there, versus 36 anti-gunners somewhere out there. Despite the, you know, I was watching the local media and they were trying to be anti-gun, but they didn't know exactly what to be, which was equally hilarious. But the anti-gunners, the professionals, the Lynette Squeaky Fromm types, they showed up and they it was a big, nothing but big fail. So can, just for the sake of argument, can we agree, you and I, that the anti-gun position, the anti-civil right position, is a loser?
I would say so. I mean, if you look at all the data,
right?
And look at the number of gun sales over the past decade. Look at the number of concealed carry permits issued. You look at the National Shooting Sports Foundation's data on who is shooting and who the fastest growing markets are. You look at the fastest growing high school sport in America, which, by the way, folks, is shooting. You look at the number of youth shooters, female shooters, minority shooters, urban shooters. Everything is expanding at a phenomenal rate. Gun sales are up. Violent crime has plummeted. You know, we keep hearing about this so-called gun violence epidemic. Your readers may or may not know that we currently have the lowest per capita homicide rate in recorded U.S. history. Less than 8,500 people were murdered with firearms last year in a nation of 320 million souls. Robert Heinlein was right. An armed society is a polite society, and we're only getting better. And if this is happening and we're expanding and more moms are getting out there and shooting, these little pathetic gun control groups are dying, and it is glorious.
Now, we've set the stage. I've set the stage with Bob. When we get back, I'm going to ask him the big question just to see if this is what causes the Katie Couric's of the world to exist. My guess is Bob Owens, BearingArms.com. This is Lock and Load.
American made, born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. We have been discussing journalistic malfeasance on the part of, you know, you called her America's sweetheart. I have never liked Katie Couric. I don't know why. But I've never liked her.
Good instincts.
The reason I set all of that stage for you is because of this. We know, just based upon what I have read, that they interviewed John Lott for this, for Under the Gun. They interviewed the VCDL. Most of that ended up on the cutting room floor, and three-quarters of the mockumentary was anti-gun. We know this. Are they trying to attract, I used to be asked to be a guest on Tom Hartman's radio show. He's the biggest liberal out there. And he didn't intend for anybody to talk, but when he would announce that he had a pro-gun guy coming on there, people would prick up their ears and want to listen. Is this an attempt to get some audience share so they can force some propaganda down their throats that they don't think they could do if they got out there and just said, it's going to be an anti-gun, claptrap, propaganda piece of junk, and we're not going to have any pro-gun people in it. Thanks for coming.
So their goal when you see something like this is to put just enough of a hint towards neutrality that you could sell it to your other anti-gun media allies as being a neutral and balanced film so you can get reviews so that people who might be in the middle will actually watch it. They'll be kind of watching it, and then they're going to rig the documentary in such a way that people who really don't know anything about firearms, they don't know the law, they don't know the culture, they don't know the current events, are going to get sucked into what is basically a propaganda film that's lying and is libeling people, as we are now finding out. So Under the Gun was designed from the ground up to suck in people who don't have a strong feeling one way or the other and run a con job on them.
Is that the only way anybody will read that kind of stuff, is to get people to think that it's going to be a impartial sort of thing? I asked Bob's opinion on something earlier tonight, and despite what it's saying, it just sort of is spooky that showed up today. But is that what it is? I mean, you and I are advocates. We come out pro-gun, period. But we work based off of glaring black and white facts that no matter who it is that comes out with these facts. I mean, Gary Click's come out with some of the people from the Clinton White House out of his Department of Justice came up with this stuff. The CDC came out with it in June of 2013. Lots of sources.
And by the way, every single person you mentioned, including Dr. Click, was anti-gun.
Yes.
At some point, Dr. Click changed his mind after doing his research and realized that the position that I had as a criminologist against firearms was wrong.
Well, he was a card-carrying member of the ACLU, Democrat all of his life, but he was an honest man, and he did that study, and he's revised that study many times. I mean, he's a fascinating guy to talk to. I've had him on the show once or twice. But given that fact, why do they feel the need to try to include parts of the pro-gun community just when they know we're going to catch them? That VCDL guy that took that raw audio that said, wait a minute, that's not how that went. They had to know that was going to happen.
Oh, he did. Philip Van Cleve is a smart guy, and he has been nailed several times in the past by deceptive editing. And he's been saved several times because he's always smart enough to record these segments he's been on with the media. And this just happens to be the most glaring and largest incident that proves that. If they did not have this audio, then it would have been sort of a he said, she said thing. But they forced Stephanie Sosyuk to admit that, oh, yeah, I did do that. And then she had to come up with an excuse. Why? Was it a bogus excuse? Of course it was. It was a bald-faced admission that she was caught red-handed. And then she tried to justify it. What's worse, though, is Katie Couric has now come in and tried to justify this attempt to make gun owners look stupid. And
what is her explanation for that? I haven't read that. What's her explanation for that?
She doesn't have any explanation. All she says is that I stand behind Stephanie, my director.
I'm sure she wasn't there during the editing process.
She's the executive producer. She is responsible for everything they put out. And Stephanie and Katie have done numerous movies together. It appears that they're close personal friends, and I'm sure that they probably hatched this plot together.
You make it sound like Hillary and Huma.
Yeah, pretty much, but with smaller ankles involved.
Yes, well, yeah, there's that. There is that. Cankles is not involved. So, is this going to get, I mean, even the Daily Beast is reporting on this. If you go to Reddit and look at all the people quoting on this. It's even the liberals are coming out because this makes them look bad. Getting caught like this makes them look bad.
No, it does. This is horrific. This is bald-faced lying. This is defamation. This is libel. Katie Couric has been utterly and completely exposed as nothing more or less than a Jason Blair or a Stephen Glass. She and her company fabricated parts of an interview to try to make people look bad. There's no way around this. And what I want to know is, where are CBS News? Where's ABC? Where's NBC? All companies she worked for. Where's Jake Tapper over at CNN? Where are all these quote-unquote honest journalists? At the moment, it is primarily folks on the center right who are calling her out on this. Where is the integrity in media? Where is the famed NYU journalism school that Stephanie Soji graduated from? This is one of their graduates. Are they going to have anything to say about this? I think they should.
Well, I'm certainly waiting on I'm waiting to see where Yahoo goes with this, because that's who Katie Couric works for now, is Yahoo. And as many problems as they are having already, I would think they'd want to distance themselves. We're coming up on the next break. Bob Owens, you can find him at BearingArms.com. In addition to Jen, who writes there and is very, she's become really prolific. Best articles on the web when it comes to the blog and news and what's happening. Very prolific. We'll be right back.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203. Or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shop the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Bay in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. Very short, well, I'm not going to say very shortly, but as soon as he's healed up enough, he and I are going to go to Vietnam, and we're going to train with the Sheriff of Baghdad, John Shrek McPhee, and we're going to film it. But you didn't know that, did you, Bob?
Actually, I kind of suspected it because you have been known to wander around with some pretty high-end cameras.
Not really high-end. I wouldn't say it was that high-end. The rig, I do have a very good clip of Bob and Matt Vespa that I have not published yet because I just haven't gotten around to it. But it's not high-end, but it does do the job. It does do the job.
I bet your camera costs more than some cars I've had.
Maybe back in the 50s or the 60s. How old are you? You're not any older than I am, are you? I'm 55 years old.
Oh, I'm about 10 years younger than you are, though.
Okay, well, see, you know. Yeah, back in the 70s, I could have got a car for about the price of that camera. Maybe two, but they wouldn't have been exactly what I would call limousines, so to say. But, you know, anyway, that all notwithstanding. So, How did you take the tone of what was going on there at the NRA meetup? It's a little more determined now, isn't it?
That's kind of the vibe I got. I mean, we've got the first candidate in American political history going back to the founding of this country who is running against a civil right is a key part of her political platform. That stuns me, and it should stun everybody else, and it should be enough to sink her nomination, clearly.
Don't you think she woke up back in 1995 beside Bill Clinton when he's going, what just happened?
I have no idea.
I'm sure, well, maybe, you know, it was Bill Clinton, though. Maybe it was Monica. Anyway, it doesn't matter. You would think she would know better because that never plays out very well, but now, how do you feel about Mr. Trump? I know some people have a few misgivings about him. I have one or two myself. I am going to vote for him, but what are you thinking?
I'm thinking my dog is barking at whoever just walked by the front of the house. So I've kind of got mixed feelings about Trump. I know that there are a lot of people, including my friend, friends at the NRA who have taken the position that he has to be better than Hillary, so vote for him.
Well, we know what Hillary's going to do, and we know what he's saying.
We know what Hillary's going to do. We know what he is saying this week.
Right.
So, you know, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, granted, there's a lot of folks who are very enthusiastic about Donald Trump, and then there are others who are kind of looking around and going, 15 other guys lost to this guy.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't understand that part. All of that stuff that he said that made him so popular, any of them could have said. And there's such, there were quite a few of them that were really status quo. So when you're that status quo to where you can't jump out of that box and say what you got to, you know, say what you want to say, that's sort of a bad sign about you, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a pretty rough thing that we're looking at here.
Yeah.
It's one of these things where I want to believe that he has had a sincere change of heart from his former positions where he was all in favor of banning common firearms and extending the sort of background checks that Moms Demand is pushing now. But he doesn't, to me, seem firmly committed to that. His kids are pretty good. His sons are both, pretty hardcore hunters, Second Amendment advocates. Some might consider them on the fuzz side of things since they're very much on the sporting side.
Right.
So they're okay.
I so rarely hear that anymore, the fuzz. I love it when I hear that, though.
But, I have my doubts about him, and so I'm going to wait and see, and may end up voting for him. I may see what my third-party alternatives are.
I don't know. I've met Gary Johnson. I don't know if you've ever met Gary Johnson, but...
No, I haven't. And then there's this Austin Peterson guy I've heard a little bit about.
I don't know.
I'm not thrilled any of them. I'm really thinking that, you remember Brewster's Millions?
Yes.
Money? You know, with Richard Pryor, Monty Brewster,
yeah,
voting on the none of the above ticket. That's starting to look better every day.
Well, we're going to have to go somewhere. I mean, if we either fight it now or we fight it later.
Yep.
And if we fight it now, maybe we can keep from fighting it in a, you know, I'm getting the arthritis in my hands. I'm having the issues here, Bob. With each and every passing day, my viability shrinks. So yeah. If it's going to happen, I want it to happen while I'm feeling like I can jump at them. But in any event, I had a very good show. I hope you had a very good show. I know that the stuff that Town Hall was in charge of, which I'm almost certain you had a big hand in most of that, seemed to come off without a hitch. I didn't. I had VIP tickets to go to see Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But when I saw the stacks of e-cigarettes and umbrellas being taken up, and I felt that Glock in my belt, and they had parked me about.
Ooh.
I was in the grassy area. I was parked in the grassy area that later became the bog. I was not taking my gun back to go see Trump. I've already figured out what I was going to do, and I just watched that pile of umbrellas grow.
And they were stopping everything, umbrellas, little tiny pocket knives. I do not blame you because that was a long line.
I would have liked to have seen the other people talk, though. I would have liked.
Yes.
But, I mean, that was really, that whole Secret Service thing seemed to really gum up the works. But even with that, it seemed to come off pretty good. So congratulations to townhall.com. But I still contend that Matt Vespa is the best-looking correspondent there.
I'll let Katie Pavlich know that you think that.
Well, Matt will come on the show. I can't even get Katie Pavlich to text her.
All right. I'll let Matt know that, too. I'm sure he'll be tickled to hear it.
I haven't reached out to him lately. He's been knocking it out of the park. BearingArms.com, they've got a new look. They've got a new website. One of the hallmarks of the Owens Run website that seems, for me, is how fast it updates with pertinent information. And that part of it is what makes it a very valuable resource. And I certainly would go there before I would go to guns.com. And I would go there before I go to any other. My day starts off looking at what Bob's got going on. So once I have my fill of Bob, well, that's the way it is, man. I've got a Mac. If you were to go look at my bookmarks, I start from my lower left-hand corner and work my way up. The first website in that corner is bearingarms.com.
I do appreciate it. We sit there and try to do our very best to stay on top of things and get the information out there so that people can make informed decisions.
Well, you need to go ahead and heal up. I know you've been on this class tear. You've been training, and I mean, we can go hang out with Shrek, and I don't know how that compares to Gunsight, but it ought to be fun anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I've got a lot of respect for the sheriff.
Well,
and I would be very interested. I've heard he's a phenomenal instructor, and I would love to have a chance to train with him.
We'll go get our deputy badges. I'll be Barney Fife. You can be whoever you want to be. I'll be Fife. So thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Roger that. BearingArms.com, Bob Owens. We're coming up, going to flip into the third hour. Just 'cause it's next.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.